Can I go home?
No.
All right.
I've been looking forward.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this for days.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, talk to us about Christina Ricci.
Okay. Well, Christina Ricci came
Ricci?
Yeah. For the Starzy.
That's right. She came in last week. Was it last week or week before? It seems so.
It's not Ricci like Shane. It's
no,
Ricci.
No, Ricci.
Right.
She came in last week and went on Fern's show. Yeah. And then straight after having a lovely chat with Fern, seemingly, for half an hour, she came into this studio that we're in now, but there was only myself and Matt Finch a minute, and then Christina Ricci walked in and we started the interview. She's in a film called Bel Ami.
Do you have to say it like that?
Oui, Bel Ami, which is set in Paris.
Not Bel Ami.
In the
not
early 1900s.
No, Bel Ami.
With our Pat.
Yeah.
More about him in a little bit. So we talked about the film very briefly, but we'd kind of covered the same ground that Fern had covered already in a half-hour interview with her. So we thought
Should go and see the film.
Yeah, well, there you are. It's out on Friday, the 2nd of March, next Friday.
Right.
A week today, in fact. So I thought we'd ask her about other stuff because Pan Am, there are lots of fans of Pan Am. So I thought this would be a good way to, you know, create a bond between myself and Christina Ricci.
Right.
That was the idea. Here's the clip. I want to talk very quickly about Pan Am, which has been massively popular here. A lot of people on Twitter today were asking whether there's going to be a second series of Pan Am. There are fingers crossed in the UK that you do have a second series of Pan Am.
Well, just like all the other television shows, we will find out in May.
Fine.
I feel that bonding.
Fine.
Now. Yeah, so but
she's fun.
But to be fair, she did answer the question.
Right. She did. She very succinctly.
Can I just say how long? Let's time the question. You ready?
I want to talk very quickly about Pan Am, which has been massively popular here. A lot of people on Twitter today were asking whether there's going to be a second series of Pan Am. There are fingers crossed in the UK that you do have a second series of Pan Am.
That's 14 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
And here is Christina's answer to that question.
Well, just like all the other television shows, we will find out in May.
3.5.
Yeah.
She sounds quite robotic, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But so then I've quickly moved on. I was thinking we could spend some time talking about Pan Am. I didn't think we should do that. So she's in this film, Bel Ami, with our Pats. So I thought perhaps there's something there we could talk about. I'm a married man, so I don't personally find our Pats particularly attractive. He doesn't do it for me. And whenever he is out and about in the streets of London or wherever he is filming, he tends to have a certain female following, a fan base. Can you kind of see that side of him? He's a massive heartthrob, isn't he, basically?
Yeah, no, he's hugely famous and women follow him all over the world.
Yeah. What is it about him? Because, I mean, do you find me attractive or not? Not really.
What?
Do you find me attractive in that kind of way or not?
Well, I don't really.
Sure, you don't have to answer that. That's okay, because he's a handsome man, I'd say. Would you say?
Rob, yes, yeah. Rob is very handsome.
Okay.
Oh, Tom!
If it's possible to listen through gritted ears, that's what I'm doing.
You should have let her answer, though.
This is tough.
I wish you hadn't stopped her answering. Just waited for...
Yeah.
Do you fancy me?
What?
What? Are you right? Are you okay? You've got that. Are you actually in pain? You've got a pain face on you. Don't do that. Right.
What?
She never fully answered though.
No, she just
keeps shying away from me.
She's very polite.
Yeah. She's certainly not a no, Dominic.
No. We're not making headway here in terms of, you know, the bond.
You need a good one.
Need a real belter.
Mm. Yeah.
You may remember, Chris, I found an anagram of her name.
I told you not to do.
You told me not to do. I thought this was time to whip this bad boy out.
At this point in the interview,
yes,
you're going to tell.
You know, all is lost by now. Anyway,
you're going to tell a woman who's 30 years old what an anagram of her name is.
Yes, that she
thinking that she won't know.
She won't know.
There's a reason she either does know or she doesn't care.
Or she doesn't care very much.
All right,
here's the anagram one. Did you know we do anagrams on the show as well? I don't know if you know this.
Never.
But an anagram of your name is. And it's not something you should ever repeat or indeed would want to share with friends. Arctic Chin Iris, just in case anyone asks if you have an anagram. The anagram of your name is Arctic Chin Iris.
It's interesting. Thank you.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks very much.
Oh, I can't live it!
Now, during...
That's interesting, thanks for that. How much do you talk, by the way?
I do that generally. If people don't talk to me, I fill in the gaps.
You kind of, you know, you've said what you want to say, but you can't
stop
the gap. You have to fill the gap. Simon has texted going, these are the highlights?
Oh, yes, Simon. Oh, yes, Simon. Now, without saying what the next question is about, during the answer to the next question, she's shaking her head as a result of the last question, which was the anagram question.
Right. Really? What did I tell you?
She didn't think,
go and ask the anagram question. Yeah. What did I say to you?
Well, you did say don't do the anagram.
Am I Robert De Niro on Goodfellas? What did I tell you?
Right.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, you did say don't
what
do
What did
the,
I tell you?
You don't do the anagram.
What did I tell you?
Now, this question relates to Christopher Moyles.
Hi.
And your kind of fascination with the Addams Family a little bit.
What fascination is this?
Your fascination.
That's not a fascination.
Well, it kind of is.
I said I liked the movie.
I may have even said obsession.
When I was nine years old.
Yeah, I've got you down as an obsessive Addams Family fan.
I like her, though.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, because here we go.
Okay.
Chris Moyles, who is the presenter, the DJ on the Radio 1 breakfast show, he doesn't have children, but when he does, he's going to call one of them Wednesday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's kind of obsessed with your character and you a little
obsessed,
bit, I think.
Really.
If you wouldn't mind just giving a quick message for Chris, something along the lines of, hi, Chris, or something like that would be lovely. He'd be a very happy man.
Hi, Chris. I hope your daughter Wednesday's lovely.
Thanks.
That's beautiful. Whenever she will be born.
Whenever she's born.
Exactly. Thank you very much indeed.
She likes me more than you.
Oh, she's no problem with you. It's just me.
I hope your daughter's lovely.
Okay. So, yes, there she is. There's Christina Ricci. There was one more question which you asked me to ask her.
Yes.
You've got more?
What was this?
Which obviously after that interview, it would be hard to ask the question that you asked me to ask, which
the
is...
The question was, finally, would you... would you like? Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. Would you?
Oh, no.
Would you like my phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's.
Now, due to the nature of the way the interview's gone, obviously that would be a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd give it a go anyway. Finally, would you? Just check.
Oh, I can't leave
no.
Start the connection.
Pause it.
Genuinely, I don't think I want
Stephen Eastbourne texts cringeatronic.
It really is. It really is. Hashtag cringeatronic.
Lisa says, if it's possible to die from cringing, I will see you all in the next life.
Anonymous text just says in capitals, swallow me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'm going to stop the music.
Just deep breaths, everyone. We'll be fine. Come on.
Here we are.
Finally, would you... just check what is it. Would you like my phone number? Would you like my phone number?
No, thank you.
No, okay. That's fine. That was very honest, actually. Thank you very much indeed, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Bellamy.
Okay.
Thank you.
That got the best reaction of the whole interview.
She laughed.
Yeah.
Her saying that she didn't want your phone number was the best bit.
Yeah.
Finally, there was a connection there, ironically.
Yes. Yeah. Oh dear!
Wow.
She was very honest, though. She could have, you know, pretended, but she didn't want to pretend.
So did you go with a smelly finger?
She wanted to make very clear that she didn't want my phone number.
Any smelly finger chats with her?
Not after that, Al. No, she couldn't wait to get out quick enough. And also, as she was leaving, I may have said before I come over, she shouted to her PA, whoever she was with, two down, one to go.
Yeah,
she'd done me unfair, and then she could do another one.
Do you know what? If next time she's back in the UK, I want her live on the air in the studio.
That was amazing.
It
really does. Amazing.
Yeah, I do.
You should do that.
I like her. And I think we get her in and we get you in to interview her again.
Do you think that?
Do you know what's strange?
I broke my leg that day.
She sounds similar to her Addams Family character.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's kind of, I don't know.
You can't move on from the Addams Family. It's like 20 years ago.
I know.
But we know Chris is obsessed with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk to me about my obsession with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're always... And her character especially.
Wednesday. You're always banging on about that.
I said I like the name Wednesday.
I was clutching at straws.
Dominic.
Finally, would you... just check. Would you like my phone number? Would you like my phone number?
No, thank you.
There you are, beautiful.
That's fine. That was very honest.
She wasn't that bad in the end.
Yeah,
no,
she
not
left
that
at
bad.
The end.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Mm. We got any more for Dominic to do? Any more names coming up? That's brilliant. Bruce Willis is coming into town again soon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Actually, there's a new movie with Bruce Willis, Halle Berry.
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci.
Chris Rock.
And you can interview all of them. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Can I put the teaser clip on our Chris Moll Show Twitter account?
Yes.
You know, I think people
put
need
the whole phone number question.
I don't think you have to.
Put the whole phone number
we
question.
We should find you the most awkward people to interview.
Yeah, we already have over the last
and
8 years.
And make it a new series.
Oh, that was lovely. BBC Radio 1. Well done, Dominic Byrne.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're going to go home, your wife's going to go, how dare you flirt with her? How dare you?